Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The first baseman, Roger Ripos. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Nosek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Lou Kraus. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe SQ. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from SQ and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. One out. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos takes first base on ball four. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive towards first. Whitfield catches it and steps on first to double up Ripos. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cater. The throw from SQ and he is out, Salmon applying the tag. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is walked intentionally. Whitfield moves to third. Alvis moves to second. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a pop-up towards first. Repo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Repo scoops it up and throws to first, with Kraus covering, for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Repos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first, with Kralik covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Repo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. Alves moves to second. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown is walked intentionally. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 1 in the game. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Roof reaches second base with a double. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraus strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito is walked intentionally. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ripos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gosger moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Gosger scores. Ripos moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater is walked intentionally. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripos scores. Hershberger scores. Cater moves to third. It's 3-1, Athletics. John O'Donohue now pitching. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. Cater scores. One out. It's 4-1, Athletics. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Roof hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nasek moves to second. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-2 in the game. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brown scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Repo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Repose hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gosger moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gosger scores. Hershberger moves to second. It's 5-1, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Curry pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards first. Repo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Curry moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Guido Grilli now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing first base. Tom Kelly now pitching. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nasek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Larry Stahl pinch hits for Guido Grilli. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-4 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Roof moves to third. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allen now pitching. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Roof scores. Campaneris moves to third. Gosger moves to second. It's 6-4, Athletics. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Duckworth now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cater bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hershberger moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Cater moves to second. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nasek hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Hershberger scores. Cater moves to third. Green moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-4, Athletics. Jim Duckworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duckworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to second. Jack Aker now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Salmon moves to second. It's 7-5, Athletics. Dick Hauser pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Jim Landis pinch hits for Bob Allen. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salmon moves to third. Hauser moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.